The message you're about to listen to has been altered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
In Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 26, it says, "Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ." In verse 36 to 38 of Luke chapter 2, say, "Now there was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and has lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem." When Jesus was dedicated, 2 people were there. Prophet Simeon, prophetess Anna. And these people were praying, anticipating for the Messiah to be born. It is always necessary for us to co-labor with heaven concerning this issue of prayers. Today I want to talk about the target of our intercession. What is the focus? What are we targeting when we intercede? When we come before God to pray, what is intercession? Intercession means that I'm going to stand between two parties. Intercede and dare. These are the 2 words that come to intercede. In other words, there's a gap and I want to stand in that gap. And you must understand that God has given us this privilege. It's a privilege that man has. You must understand one thing, that intercession is Jesus' personal assignment. The only ministry Jesus is doing in heaven today is intercession. The ministry he took was the ministry of intercession. So night and day, in the presence of God, and every day, every time, is interceding. When he sent the Holy Spirit to us, he said, "We do not know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit will intercede as we partner with him." And if that is Jesus' personal assignment here, then also we have the privilege to co-labor with Jesus in this assignment. He has called us. God has restricted himself to the prayers of his children. Not that he cannot do anything. The first intercessor we saw in the Bible was Abraham. And the intercession, it was interceding for a nation. And one of the things I got from that process with Abraham was that when you stop, that's when God stops. If Abraham has negotiated God to one person, God would have answered. Sometimes we need to start praying bold prayers. We need to understand the heart of God. God wants to show mercy much more than judgment. And he wants to see somebody that will come before his throne and ask him to release mercy. We have that privilege as a body, individually and also as a body, to come before him to intercede. And to say, "Lord, my brother, this my neighbor, will be saved." I will just paint the neighbor as a bullseye on the neighbor's heart. And all we are releasing is prayers. "Lord, let strengthen his heart. Give him wisdom. Release of the gifts of the Spirit." All we are saying and just speaking about that person. It may be your child. Speaking about George Mueller, one of the greatest generals of faith that lived, who built an orphanage and never asked for any fund. All he needed to do was to pray. And they asked him, "Has any of your prayer never been answered?" He said, "No." He said, "Oh, except one. But how can it be? I am still praying." And that prayer was answered on the day of his burial ceremony. The child of his friend He was praying for his salvation. In his ceremony, that child met the Lord. Sometimes we easily give up because you see, most times we have not been trained to look for answers. We have always constantly, especially the mainline media, the only thing that is news and breaking news is bad news. It's breaking news that you came to church this morning with everything that you are going through. It's breaking news. So when I listen to news, I listen to see or to hear the answers to my prayer. And I see them. Because most times, the reason why we stop praying is because something told us that God owned to this law. I agree your husband has not fully repented. But he has stopped coming home at 10 now. It's now 8:30. For the part of the just. The Bible says, when I take you to the land, I won't drive them out in one day. I will take it little by little. The problem you are facing today did not start big. The problem in our nation today did not start like this. It started small, small. Same thing, you can ask science. The cure to any sickness starts little. Just like the disease started little. And so when Jesus was born, there was no funfair in the palace. He came as a child. How can a savior come as a child? I should just believe that I should drop from heaven. Bah, I'm here. Like Superman or Spider-Man. I'm here. But no. When you put yeast in dough, the dough is still bragging. But just allow the yeast to work itself. And that's called the yeast of the kingdom. Jesus exhorted us to request two things from the Father. So what are we requesting? Sometimes we come to God in our midst of intercession. What was Simeon praying before Jesus? What was Anna? She was 84 years. She married as a virgin and stayed in marriage for only 7 years. Maybe she married at 14 or 17. Let's say 17. Or let's not say child abuse because I don't know what one is that. So she married at 17 because Mary was between the age of 14 and 17 when the Holy Spirit came. But that's another story. But let's say she married at 17, so the husband died at 24. And so for 60 years, she was praying day and night. Ha ha. I was talking to somebody in a state recently, a pastor. He told me, he said, in my state, there are people that have covenanted to pray for that state, and they have been praying for the state since 1979. In this generation of quick fix, instant millionaire, instant car, instant makeup, instant shoe, instant, everything is instant. But most times, people do not understand that it takes God a long time sometimes to act suddenly. Because God is not restricted to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He created time and stepped out of it. So if a day in the sight of the Lord is 1,000 years, and God tell you, give me a moment, how many days? Sometimes, if you understand how God thinks, and that's why you need to start praying, Lord, give me wisdom, understanding and revelation, so I will know my part I'm playing. Because this whole script, that we are acting is that I will act my own. Even actor in a film does not act everything. The main character. He has his own part. And if you understand your own part, then many people would have been raising intercessors today who will contend. The question when I read that scripture, who was paying Anna? No husband, no children. Who was paying Simeon? Just imagine your son comes to tell you, my son comes to tell my wife, the Lord has made me to be an intercessor. Some of you are saying, And as I'm even talking to you now, something is boiling on me. So what are the two things that Jesus said we should request? The first one, he said we should request for the release of a greater measure of the Holy Spirit. The release of a greater measure of the Holy Spirit. The release of a greater measure of the Holy Spirit. What is the measure of the Holy Spirit? It's not about when you give your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit comes. That's the indwelling. But constantly, every time you need an infilling. You need the Holy Spirit to do a work in you and also through you. In you speaks about the fruit of the Spirit. Through you speaks about the gifts of the Spirit. So every time I go to him and say, Lord, more, Lord. More. Release your spirit. And there are sometimes you read some things in the scriptures. Those are the things that they're asking for. We need to go back to how did Jesus pray? How did the first century believers, the apostles, how did they pray? We must understand that. We must begin to ask ourselves, what are the things they prayed for? And the first thing Jesus said we should pray is the release of a greater measure of the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 11, verse 11 to 13. Luke chapter 11 was when Jesus was praying, was teaching them about the Lord's Prayer. When they say, teach us to pray. In verse 1. In verse 11, he said, which of you, Father, if your son asks for a fish, we give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, we'll give him a scorpion. If you then do, you are evil. Know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Can I say something to you? The answer to your lack is not money. The answer to food is not more food, for man shall not live by bread alone. The answer to anything you need. If you check through scriptures, every time they are going through and they are praying to God, the first thing God will say, I will release rain to you. I will release rain to you. The latter rain. The early rain. Why? It's talking about the Holy Spirit. All through scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, Holy Spirit. In Philippians 4, it says, when you pray, be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known. And he now said, and the peace of God that superseded all understanding. When the Holy Ghost comes, the kingdom has come. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So when the Holy Ghost comes, he brings in the kingdom. That means that there are some things that will be disturbing people. You will be passing through that thing. Because there's something guarding your heart. There are some people going through some stuff. You get to their house, they are eating good meat. They have good food and everything. They come to your house, you don't have anything, you are still happy. And they are wondering, why are you happy? Because you have seen so many things. You have seen the promise. The promises is no longer in the pages of the Bible. The promises have come alive in your life. That's what the job of the Holy Spirit does. That's what the Holy Spirit does in your life. He makes you to develop the fruit of the Spirit. when you develop patience, even when God promises does not come true, you will still have faith in Him. When those things are delayed, every time you see grace, it's about more of the Holy Spirit. In James chapter 4, he says He gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. But He gives more grace. Every time you see grace, you find out one scripture, say, great grace was upon them. Great grace was upon them. They flogged the disciples and they went home. In Acts chapter 4. And look at what they were praying. You see, he didn't say break their teeth. He said, you know what? Father, stretch forth your hands from heaven. So that more signs and wonders will be done. Lift up your hands and say, more, Lord. You can't help not to ask for the Holy Spirit every time. I can tell you the truth. There's one time, one season in your life, you're operating in so much unusual faith. If you are not careful to ask for more, you get to a season. And sometimes, most times we need people around us. That's why the issue of family should not be taken for granted. There are people that sometimes you will pour into their lives. But there are other times some people need to pour into your life. So when I come before Him, I pray for grace. In Acts chapter 4, verse 33, it says, with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Great grace. Great grace. This is Acts chapter 4 when they prayed. Great grace. So when God releases grace to you, He's releasing more of the Holy Spirit. A greater measure to Him. May we operate in that this week. Yes. And so when I come before Him and say, Lord, more, Lord. When I pray for the body of Christ in Nigeria, I say, more, Lord. Every time I see people who are criticizing people in the body of Christ, you know what I tell them? These are the people who are intercessors. They're intercessors. But you see, When you are a Bible student without the Holy Ghost, when you are a Bible scholar without the Holy Ghost, at best you'll be a critic. You will know Bible from head to toe, but the author, you don't know him. And so the letter kill it. But the Spirit gives life. David, in the Old Testament, said, take not the Holy Spirit from me. In Luke chapter 2, speaking about Simeon, he said, the Holy Spirit revealed it to him. This was a time when the Holy Spirit was not given. This was a time that 400 years, nobody heard about God. But somebody who was standing in the place of intercession heard him. In the Old Testament, somebody contended with God and said, no, fire be from you. You are not a wicked person. Abraham contended with him. Moses contended. God restricts himself to people that pray. And intercessors and people that pray are history makers. They shape the course of history with their prayer. Kings bow to people that pray. Why? Because they go before the Lord. If many of us have been interceding and say, more, Lord, God will start showing you what He wants to do in the forthcoming election. It's not about my brother or my brother campaigning or contesting. No. It's, Lord, what is in your heart? As you begin to seek Him and seek more, He will start showing you. This is what. The next one he said we should pray is the release of a greater measure of justice. Somebody say justice. 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 Is injustice. Huh? Is injustice. And when I'm talking about injustice, please stop pointing fingers at people. Please don't. Because the full story you may not know. How many of us beat traffic light? How many of you put dustbin on the gutter when the rain is falling? I'll show you some types of injustice, but let's look at scriptures. In Luke chapter 18, Jesus was teaching them. In Luke chapter 18, verse 1, it said Jesus was teaching, taught them by a parable that men ought to pray and not give up. Men ought to pray and not faint. And so he was talking to them about the unjust judge. At the end of the parable, in verse 6 to 8, he said, "And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge said. Now shall not God bring about justice for his elect, who cry to him day and night? And will he delay long over them?" The Bible says in verse 8, "I tell you that he will bring about justice for them speedily. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Anna, for 60 years, still carried something in her heart. There's the Anna anointing being released right now. There's the Simeon anointing being released right now. That people will just start interceding and praying and believing. You know, it doesn't shock you that some people pray for only 3 months. Nothing. They give up. Meanwhile, in praying to God, the first thing he shapes is you, so that you can see clearly. When he shapes you, your number one prayer point becomes number 20. Number 20 becomes number one. And what is justice? Because justice is God making wrong things right. It's injustice to have everything that, to produce light and we still sleep in darkness. Please don't look at anybody, I beg you. Because it's injustice for you to use light and not pay. It didn't start this time. Some of us have been 20 years. 20 years. I'm talking about. It's injustice. So when it's injustice. Is God making wrong thing right? It's injustice for a child to go to school and he's pressed and he cannot go to a decent toilet. It's injustice. You see, I'm talking about, it's injustice for you to just park at the center of the road and be gisting while others are waiting for you. It's injustice. It's injustice to sell fake product and you tell the person it's original. It's injustice. It's injustice for us to have the bitumen to tie all the roads in West Africa. And some of our roads are still not tied. It's injustice. It's injustice for you to say they should not tie your roads so that thief will not come. It's injustice. It's injustice. I can't tell you so many injustices. And you know what? It's perpetrated by everyone. It's injustice to take your debt, your dustbin, and go and quickly put it in your neighbor's house own. It's injustice. Why are you laughing? What is justice? Justice is God making wrong things right. That's justice. He said, if the unjust judge could get away from injustice and come and bring justice, what about God? The Bible says his foundation is on justice and righteousness. Salvation and judgment are two sides of justice. And you know what? And thank God we have a magistrate in our team. You are not the one to call judgment. It's the judge's prerogative to apply these two things. Because when I say justice sometimes, it was a prayer of the church that Apostle Paul saw salvation. Because God needed his intellect. All the other disciples were illiterate. He needed to go to the camp of these people that understand the letters but have no encounter with the Spirit. And the one who was the persecutor, the chief persecutor of the church, was the target of the prayer. Hear me, believers. There are some people that you think that they're in the other side, wearing all these things to cover, but inside, they are believers. I'm sure if you have saw Nicodemus in those Pharisee clothes, you would think he's not born again, Abby. But he was the one with Joseph of Arimathea. These were the secret disciples. I'm not sure when Jesus was going anywhere, Joseph of Arimathea was near him. Justice. Salvation side of justice, when people are healed, saved, and delivered. That's the salvation side. Apostle Paul was saved, healed, and delivered. Delivered from every form of anger and everything. He was made whole. And the Bible says the one that was persecuting the gospel is not the one propagating it. So when we come to God and say, justice, Lord, justice. You are the one that can make wrong things right. And it's his own prerogative to use either salvation or judgment. And what is judgment? Judgment side of justice when the wicked, those who rebel against God's righteous ways, are stopped, removed, and even punished. So it's not my own to say, Lord, bring judgment. Judgment on the... Have you heard of the voice of Jacob and the hand of Esau? That's some people doing evil. That's the hand. So when I come before God and say, Lord, justice. Justice. Children should not go. People should not go to bed hungry in the midst of plenty. We should not go to bed hungry. With all the resources we have no business with poverty. Poverty is injustice. Poverty is injustice. The five global giants, one of them is rampant illiteracy. It's injustice. Can I tell you the greatest injustice? Spiritual emptiness. Young boys, the only target now is our hammer. It's injustice. How can a full man made in the image of God have Holy Ghost? The only thing he's looking for is Benjamin. Colored paper. It's injustice. Some things have been taught wrongly to them. Wrong models have been given to them. Injustice have entered Germany and teenagers were turned to killers. Injustice. It's injustice for a woman to go to deliver and not come back alive. It's injustice. It's injustice. So when I'm talking about justice, I'm not talking about, because some of you are looking at president, you are looking at governor, you are not looking at even you. And say, Lord, make me a mercy giver. Injustice. We need to step into that place and be saying, Lord, more of the Holy Spirit. Oh, the leaders in church, the body of Christ in Nigeria are not doing well. Then it's in your call, Lord, more of the Holy Spirit. Ministry of the Holy Spirit in and through them. You see, recently, we started praying in our 21 days fast. And one of the things we were targeting were the church leaders in Nigeria. And I was talking to Pastor Chintok during the week. And he was telling me about some things that some leaders, some fathers are doing. And I said, that's answer to prayer. Some of you will see many surprises next year. The only thing is that we have become critics and not praying anymore. How many of you criticize everybody? A young boy I know very well was writing on Facebook and say the book of Esther is full of, so it's only one time they fasted. There was nothing about religion. I said, yeah. I just looked at it. I said, you don't even know. Even China have discovered. China is in a book called Jesus in Beijing. You can go and buy it. They did a 20-year study and said, why is the West always ahead of us? Why are we always lagging behind? Should I tell you why? We cannot. We have religion. But what religion produces, we did not have. Religion is supposed to produce morality. Religion produces. China did a study 20 years. They said, it's not your indoor, it's not in everything. You know what? Why we are always behind you is because of your religion and morality. And so what is China doing? People are saying close down churches. China is now printing 19 million Bibles every year. It's still not enough. They are building churches. Teach them the principles of Jesus. Why? The basis of democracy we don't have. But we want to operate democracy. We don't have it. What's the basis of democracy? Religion and morality. It's in a book that even somebody who's not a believer has written. It's called The Protestant Ethics and the Spirit of Capitalism. Max Weber. Oh, it's there. It's not anything. It's free. It's free online. Go and get it. Download it. Read it. How can you come to the house of the Lord and lie? It's injustice for a believer to be lying. Lord, he doesn't know himself. Lord, let him know himself. Injustice for you to believe that starting a church is an avenue to wealth is injustice. You are not supposed to be like that. You are supposed to raise people. It's injustice. Or to add to the Holy Ghost is injustice. It's injustice for you to come and use pastor and go away. You see what I'm talking now? You see the way I'm talking now? I'm not talking so that you understand that I'm not pointing fingers. When we come before God, our target, Lord, more of the Holy Ghost, we need people who have patience, that after praying, they still stand and say, Lord, we do it. We need people who have self-control. We need people who have kindness. We need people who have love. We need people who move in the gift of healing, wisdom, understanding, prophecy. And they are prophesying the heart of God. Not lying. And we need people who will say, Lord, we need justice. Our primary school should not be like this. You know why the nation is dirty? Train up a child the way it will go. Go to public schools and see how they throw paper everywhere. When you train a child to throw paper everywhere, can't you see that when somebody is urinating outside, you're looking at the person is looking at you. I say, why? To him, you are abnormal looking at. It's free. This is how they raised me up in primary school. That I would go to the Ezeke, sorry. I will go to near fence, and just water the fence and baptize it and make it well. Or go to near the flower and give the flower water, you ammonia. That's how they raised me. So why are you looking at me? It's injustice. And that one is the one that carries diseases. The mosquito to spread yellow fever is here. It's God that is helping us. It's injustice for you to be sick. It's injustice. How much do you even need to live life? It's not time to start contending for the souls of the next generation. Below 20 years, there's a higher population in Africa. And if this below 20 say their goal is to hammer. The goal is ritual. It's injustice. It's injustice for somebody to carry the mother to for ritual. To carry a sister for ritual. It's injustice. Injustice for himself because he's violating his soul. It's injustice. So when I come before God to say, let's go for open heaven prayer, please get me. It's not about shoe. It's not about car. The Heavenly Father knows that I will drive car. He knows I will eat. That's his own business. Because you know what? My children do not go home now thinking, say, now, wow, what shall I go eat now? Just imagine you get home today, Pastor Church, your children are sitting down. They are having meeting. Say, we are deliberating how we are going to feed ourselves. It's injustice. The child wakes up knowing that there is food. And because I'm a child of God, there is nothing for me to pray for that. All I need to pray is to co-labor with my father so that his estate will not go extinct. So that people will not destroy his estate. And his other children that who do not know him should come to his to the knowledge that my father is a good God. That's the basis of our intercession. And I'm calling us to that place, to position for prayer and intercede more of the gift of the Spirit, more of the fruit of the Spirit, more of the wisdom of the Spirit. You prayed for yourself, pray for the leaders in the body of Christ, pray for your brothers and your sisters in the family. And you know what? Pray for political leaders, pray for nations. Then pray, Lord, justice. There are people that, there are modern day pharaohs that don't want God's children to go. And God is in infinite mercy, will know what to do. He can release salvation to them, it's his own will. He can release judgment, that's his own. But my own is not to call down judgment and punishment. My goal is to say, Lord, justice. 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 As if an unrighteous judge could give justice, what about our Heavenly Father? It could go much more. Rise up on your feet. Justice. I want you to lift up your voice. About 4.5 years ago, we started the Open Heavens Prayers. And the goal was to pray for the nation, to pray for the body of Christ. I've seen God answer prayers like this. When I hear that the memorandum of understanding have been signed for the building of Gilegile Seaport, I say answer to prayer. When we have the technological hub, it may not work. You see, many people want it to be perfect. Even in America, is everything perfect? It's not perfect. But when Elijah saw, he said, go again. And he said, there's a cloud that looks like the hand of a man. He said, go and tell Ahab. When I see all these little things going on, the first nation for a sitting president to say, I concede victory, I concede defeat. You may say, they're your first son. It's okay. But you don't know what has been happening behind the scene. You know, we don't celebrate that. Do you celebrate it? Why do you always think of evil of this nation? Evil. It's a hand talking. You are not going anywhere. You don't have passport. You don't have visa. Don't have anything. Even if you go, there's nowhere for you to stay. They will put you in a refugee camp. You cannot do anything. You'll be wearing refugee clothes, refugee ration. God, in his mercy, thought it wise that you are the one that carries the solution for this nation at this point in time. So he put you here. Lift up your voice and say, Lord Justice, more of the Holy Ghost. Come on, lift up your voice. 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 In my life, I need more of you. More of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. A greater release. The release of a greater measure of the Holy Spirit upon the body of Christ. Upon the leaders of in the body of Christ. The release of a greater measure of the Holy Spirit. The ministry of the Holy Spirit in and through us. Lord, we ask for this. We ask for this. We ask for the for more. We ask for the reign of the Holy Ghost. The reign of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.